This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
You call me over.
That's Arlington native Ella Williams. As a singer, she goes by the name Squirrel Flower. It's an alter ego she came up with as a child. The 23-year-old just released her first album on the indie label Polyvinyl Records. It's called I Was Born Swimming. Squirrel Flower is this month's pick for our Sound On series on rising local musicians. WBUR music critic Amelia Mason says you should keep an eye and ear out for this singer.
The thing I really love about Squirrel Flower's music is just this contrast between Ella Williams' voice, which is very pure and emotive and controlled, and this really brash, blustery guitar sound.
But I'm still
one of my favorite songs of hers is from her 2016 EP, Contact Sports, and it's called Not Your Prey.
Feel you lurking on the moon, eyeing my back, making me shiver. But if you touch me, I won't be still. You're no predator, I'm not your prey, I'm not your kill.
Williams told me she wrote this song about a relationship she was in where she didn't always feel safe. But it's written in a way that could apply, I think, to a lot of situations involving predatory male behavior. She says sometimes she experiences sexism in the workplace as a young female musician, and she feels more powerful just playing this song.
Like, it could be just like being like having someone say something weird to me at a venue while I'm setting up, and then I play that song and I'm like, oh, like, screw you. and there is, like, something about playing loud, distorted guitar that, like, makes me feel grounded.
In her songs, Williams is very attuned to how power functions in relationships. And it's not always simple. You know, even in Not Your Prey, which is a very defiant song, it ends on this really uneasy image of, like, lying in the arms of this predatory lover.
To give up my belongings, the little things, is to be free of the chains that keep me here lying in your arms.
This is a song that's animated by feminist ideas, but it's really about a relationship, you know, in all its complexity. And I think that's an example of Squirrel Flower's very mature grasp of songwriting, you know, even for someone who's so young. A lot of that can be attributed, I think, to Williams' upbringing. She grew up in a really musical family. Her dad is a professional jazz bassist. And starting when she was 9, she was in Boston Children's Chorus, which is a very rigorous musical education for a young person. She also went to the Cambridge School of Weston, which is this private progressive high school, where she was allowed to spend, like, a lot of the school day just working on her music.
What was that? Can I think it again?
That's a song from Williams' first project as Squirrel Flower, which she released in 2015 while she was taking time off from college because she was feeling depressed.
And the thought was a dream. I guess I'll go back to sleep. I guess I'll go back to sleep.
Squirrel Flower's new album sounds pretty different from her lo-fi, sort of folky beginnings, but she still has that knack for evoking a mood. And the songs are still a bit melancholy, still searching. There's a lot of imagery around driving on this album.
I tried to be lyrical. The lyrics failed me, so I gave up poetry and ran west on 80. The birds were watching from above as I flew on to and gave it all up and gave up on love.
The The title of the album, I Was Born Swimming, is actually a reference to William's birth. She told me she was born still inside the amniotic sac, which is very rare, but it's harmless. And when she was putting together the album, she kind of latched onto that image as sort of a unifying metaphor for the album.
Yeah, thinking about that as a metaphor for just going through life and being independent and like solitary while also connected to like a community.
Born swimming in blue water, didn't ever need another. Now I live underwater.
I think on this album, Williams is working through a lot of the questions that any young adult asks at this stage of life. Who are you? What story do you tell to explain who you are? And with I Was Born Swimming, Williams is inventing a mythology for herself, a sense of self that's solid even as her view of the world gets bigger and more complicated. And the balance of those two things, I think, is what makes Squirrel Flower's music so moving and powerful.
Can you see me shimmer?
For Amelia Mason's full write-up on Squirrel Flower, go to the artery section of WBUR.org.
So dip me in the water. So dip me in the water.